every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, back to this COVID crisis in our midst. What is this? Page 5 of the Cairns Post today, Mark Murray writes, Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young has warned people from outside of Brisbane, including the far north, do not feel comfortable amid a push for anyone showing COVID-19 symptoms to get tested. Now, the southeast Delta cluster exploded yesterday with 15 new cases, forcing an extension of the lockdown till Sunday. They say 15 there. Look, I know it's 13 plus 2 in quarantine. Everyone gets confused about this. Ms. Young said, quote, I don't know where this virus has already moved across the state, with one known case having travelled from Brisbane to Rocky. And the wider far north community has been on heightened alert since a 20-year-old Mareeba student tested positive on July 20. And authorities are urging anyone eligible to go and get vaccinated. This comes as Pfizer vaccines were being handed out to communities in the Northern Peninsula Area Council region yesterday. Anyway, she said one active case had travelled from Brisbane to Rocky, but there hadn't at this stage been a transmission event. Look, if there's any more news emerging on people arriving up here or whatever, and you've got questions about it, please, or queries about it, apprehension about it, share it with us so that we can just keep the alert fundamentally hot. Because what's happening down there, there's people are just saying, oh, I'm sick of all this, and just getting back to normal life and ignoring the warnings, apparently. Now, it does say this in the same article, the AstraZeneca vaccine is available at, here's the key word, participating pharmacies. Participating pharmacies across Cairns and the far north, with Pharmacy Guild Australia National President Trent Toomey urging residents to get the jab and avoid a potential lockdown in far north Queensland. Across page one of the Cairns Post today, fundamentally, look, it's a campaign saying we've all got to do this. Fundamentally, we're never going to get back to normal unless we really focus on getting up to this high percentage of people having had the jab. Now, I put a call through to a pharmacist I've got on the line here. Oh, this is Jason Christopher. Jason's a managing director and pharmacist at Cairns Doctors and managing director at Whole Life Pharmacy. Hello, Jason.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good to catch up again after quite some time. Look, let's go to this push to get tested. Now, there's been a whole lot of people keen to get the jab. The ones on the northern beaches weren't prepared to drive down to the hub in Edmonton, I heard, in big numbers. Anyway, they've opened one up there, I think, at Smithfield University, and I got a message yesterday from someone who said, I got there at 9 o'clock. I was out by 9:30. So there's an opportunity. Now, the other news was, I think it was from last Friday, if I remember rightly, the opportunity is there among participating pharmacies across Cairns and the far north. I think that key word might be participating because not all are. Now, there are pharmacies around Cairns, some of whom are available to give the jab and others not. You don't know how to find out who's got the jab and who hasn't, do you?
Yeah, well, John, very challenging space. So as you've advocated in that discussion, we as pharmacists put our expressions of interest in. I think I've been registered actually since March 14th this year, and I did the submission about 6 weeks before that. So not blaming any parties here, but the rollout in regards to those vaccines has been, somewhat challenging. We officially got notification about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago on the Friday. It's been a very, very rushed process. So, you know, we had like 48 hours to confirm order stocks. I officially put orders in 2 weeks ago, Friday, for stock to be delivered to the pharmacies, which should arrive, has not arrived yet, but should arrive this week, Friday. So soon as we get our allocation, and we didn't know when we officially confirmed which vaccine we'd be getting, but we'd assumed it would be the AstraZeneca vaccine. We will receipt those into, some of my stores. I know Trent's stores, I believe, some of the Alive, definitely the Whole Life's discount drug stores, and the majority of Terry White's will be getting that stock in. And then from next week, we want to be able to open it to the public for bookings so that we can help fight pandemic. The only way out, unfortunately, for all of us. But Cairns has done a great thing. Southern Corridor has access, and yes, they did react to some public interest with a Northern JCU option. My parents have got theirs there. My wife's got it at the Southern end. I've got it at the hospital. So it is out there, but we want to make it more accessible. It is free. So anyone 18 years and above who chooses with informed consent to have the AstraZeneca can have it done through funding. pharmacy, very convenient setting, which has been shown with the flu vaccinations that we've rolled out in the hundreds of thousands throughout pharmacies in Australia. So, yeah, John, it's just another avenue. The US has done it. The UK's done it. Why not open it up to pharmacies and make it more accessible?
Look, we're told Australia is awash with AstraZeneca. I can't remember how many hundreds of thousands of jabs or whatever, but we're awash with AstraZeneca. Now, you applied for the jabs 3 weeks ago. It'll be this Friday. 3 weeks to get it delivered. How does that happen?
Two weeks ago Friday, I formally put it in. I understand that the government's trying to keep track of all of that, where they're going. We have to lodge in how many we receipt if we transfer them between stores, how many go to waste. But you are correct. Yes, the government is awash with AstraZeneca. Mm. It's just a very, very poor media campaign. The government ones. Look, the UK, I think in that front page of the paper, is at 85 million doses injected of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine.
Mm. Yes.
You know, everyone's got this unfortunate media concept that, you know, there's a massive clotting risk. Well, there is not. You know, you're talking 1 in 2 million. I would question how many, you know, women out there have taken the pill where the chance of a clotting risk is 4 to 5 times higher if you've taken the pill on consecutive days. I know plenty of other medications that we give out daily where the clotting risk is astronomical, but people do it for their betterment. We are looking not just at personal, you know, safety and benefit, but community safety. If COVID was to get to the Cape or to Yarrabah or to some remote Indigenous communities where they don't have the services to, you know, deal with it, we're in dire straits. I mean, look at it now. The amount of deaths already in New South Wales is far outstripped, you know, the side effects of AstraZeneca or Pfizer or Moderna or any of the mRNA ones. So unless we want to continue to go through lockdowns, which I don't, my wife and my daughter are currently in lockdown after, you know, being in Brisbane and the Gold Coast on the weekend for a tennis scholarship program. Okay. And a lot of the other tennis fraternity have unfortunately had to go into lockdown. So, yeah, they'll be missing Relay for Life and some school. It is part of the unfortunate process that we failed to vaccinate early enough and protect the community. These are the consequences. We haven't copped the full brunt of it. I have family members in Melbourne and, yeah, friends and that in Sydney who are going through very, very devastating business, financial and personal loss. I don't want that for us up here. If anything, I want to be at the forefront of preventative health. The only way out, I'm sorry, is, yeah, not through continuous isolation and shutdown. It is through vaccination. And yeah, if anyone else can tell me that they figured a better way to get through this, I'm more than willing to, you know, open up that discussion. But we're going to continuously lock down unless we do what other countries have done and start leading the charge to prevent this spread rather than dealing with the consequences like Italy has, like the UK has previously, like Indonesia, and that's going through now. Mm. It's a scourge. It's going to continue to spread. Wait till some of those third world countries get inundated. It'll be horrendous.
Now, here's a tricky one, because there may be people who are newly motivated to go and get the jab after listening to that, but they won't know where to go. Is there a list, perhaps, on the net? Is there a list even of participating pharmacists in Cairns, even if they don't have yet supplies, as is the case with your pharmacies? Is there somewhere people can go to say that will tell them who they can phone or who they can drop into and talk about the jab?
Brilliant question, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have the answers, but I guarantee you one thing. How about I get that for you and your listeners today? Here's the reality. So last week, Tuesday, was my first most recent dial-in of the ever-changing landscape that is COVID vaccination. So I dialed in nationally, you know, at 7, 8 o'clock at night. Trent, the head of our National Guild, gave us an update with the latest details from the Health Minister. Mm. It's now a week following Tuesday. I made all my pharmacists dial in and my managers on a Wednesday nighttime seminar. This is a massive outlay from pharmacy staff throughout the nation trying to stay up to speed with the latest jargon and details and guidelines. The second dial-in seminar is again tonight, I believe, or it's tomorrow, with the Health Minister. So So he'll be dialing in, giving us the ins and outs and what his expectations and timelines are. Right now it's AstraZeneca. In a month or two, they are stating that we will have access through pharmacy for the mRNA, the messenger RNA vaccination, which is not specifically Pfizer, but similar derivatives of that. So hopefully October, November, and leading into the end of the year, we can launch this massive campaign to get herd immunity, 60 to 70% of Australians vaccinated. But I will ask the guilds to give me an update of participating pharmacies. It was 500 when I was dialed in at the meeting on Tuesday. So between the previous Friday or Wednesday to that Tuesday, we'd had 500 pharmacies allocate for stock. We're now looking at over 1,000, I think. So it was speeding up very, very rapidly. But we're talking 24, 48-hour turnaround time to say, you need to fulfill all these criteria, all your safety protocols, get your order protocol in, get all your consumables, and my staff's been working 24/7 trying to tick all the boxes to get us over the line. And I think a lot of pharmacies have, which is a credit to them trying to do positive stuff moving forward. And don't get me wrong, there's still some concern and stuff about how we're going to implement all of this, but I think pharmacy is the best option. And I've had it done. I've gone to the hospital and seen what the template is there with lines and dial-ins. And, you know, we've got booking platforms available, MedAdvisor and Guild. You can go on to those, and that's probably your best bet to go online and see who's available. Problem is, those templates probably won't open up until Friday, if not early next week. 50 test pharmacies were released to trial this probably about 2 months ago. They were the benchmark. We are now jumping on board following what precedent they have set. And I want to be like the US. I want to be able to do mass vaccinations for safety reasons so that we can fly again, so that those people who choose to go traveling can do so. Yeah. Those people who want to work can do so.
Yeah.
Right now, you might want to work, but unfortunately, isolation and shutdown is, you know, impeding doing that. So
do you think some of the pharmacies that might be on your list would have stocks available today, for example, in Cairns?
No, not today. I believe the first release will be Friday, so it'll be ready for launch. I stand corrected. I'm only basing this on my experience, but we put the initial order in as per the allocated midnight deadline, and first allocation is meant to arrive in store as of Friday. Other pharmacies in other regions have been part of that test pilot program that was announced by the health minister when we were at the pharmaceutical conference just shy of 2 months ago. So they're in rural areas where there were no doctors or one doctor practicing. So obviously to assist accessibility, that program was rolled out by the health minister as a trial. That's worked. So we're now in the second phase of that, allowing broad. We want 5,000 pharmacies in Australia to be able to fulfill the safety criteria, get the vaccine into stock and be able to inject it in a timely manner. Because if we just rely on the hospital system and doctors or GPs alone, we won't get above that 70% well and truly into next year. So this is the only way of opening it up to the community.
Okay, when I get that list, that will give people a lead at least on where they can go from Friday onwards to get their jab.
Yeah,
if it's intense.
I'll get one of you guys just to call me or send me an email and I'll send through a run list.
Wonderful, wonderful. This has been excellent. Thanks, Jason. Jason Christopher on the line there, Managing Director and Pharmacist at Cairns Doctors and Managing Director at Whole Life Pharmacy. Jason Christopher, look at the time, 9 minutes to 10.